Action! Wind machine! Music!
Well, what do you know? Here I am up north all alone in my little cabin. I'm so far north I can see the North Pole sticking up through the snow. Guess I'll sit down and look through the paper. Holy smoke, look what it says here on page 3 of the Midnight Sun Express. Join our Lonely Hearts Club. Send $10. Be happy. Great day in the morning. Look at the picture of that woman. Will I send my $10? Will I? This place needs that woman. I'm so happy, I think I'll just sing me a little song.
If she can thrive on loneliness, wear a parka for a dress, hurry up and send me the lady. If she can march through ice and snow when it's 45 below, hurry up and send me that lady. If she can pitch a tent at night, don't need matches for a light when howling winds do blow. If she swings an axe and cooks, if she's like her photo looks, hurry up and send me the lady.
Boy, oh boy, I hope she's big enough to keep me warm in the winter and shady in the summer.
Send me the lady. If she can pitch a tent at night, don't need matches for a light when howling winds do blow.
If she swings and cooks,
if she's like her photo looks,
hurry up.
Midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that will make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake Lafarge I cremated Sam McGee.
Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. And why he left his home in the South to roam around the pole, the good Lord only knows. He was always cold, but that land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way, he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. And talk of your cold, through the packer's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. Wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turns to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking you, you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low I couldn't say no. And then he says with a kind of a moan, "It's a cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead. It's that awful dread of an icy grave it pains. And I want you to swear by foul or fair you'll cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, and I swore I wouldn't fail. We started on at the streak of dawn, but oh, he looked so ghastly pale. He crouched on his sleigh and he raved all day about his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horrid driven, with a corpse half hid I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains." Now, promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. And in the days to come, though my lips were dumb in my heart, I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh, I hated that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavier and heavier grow, and on I went and the dogs were spent in the grub of getting low. The trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I wouldn't give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it would hearken with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there lay, jammed in the ice. And I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. I looked at it, thought a bit, then looked at my frozen chum. Then, "Here," says I with a sudden cry, "in my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in those glowing coals, then I stuffed in my friend Sam McGee. And then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled right down my cheeks, and I don't know why. But a greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I don't know how long in the snow I wrestled with that grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked and it's time I look." Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam looking cool and calm in the heart of that furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile. And he said, "Please, Cap, close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you let in the cold and the storm. Man, since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm."
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have the secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee.
My dreams fly away to be with my darling on Make-Believe Bay.
On Make-Believe Bay, come sleepy time away. I'll be with my darling on Make-Believe Bay.
Thank you. follow the wild geese when evening is nigh. Ride a cloud trimmed in moonbeams through a big open sky to a place in my dreamland, not too far away. Rendezvous with my darling on Make-Believe Bay.
On Make-Believe Bay, down Sleepy Time Way, I'll be with my darling on Make-Believe
Bay. Sometimes in the hush of an evening, when the winds have grown tired and are stilled, by the fire I sit dozing and dreaming, letting memory bring back what she will. She often holds back the curtain of time, and my heart grows warm when I see a sleigh running light over glistening snows, just as real as it used to be. I hear the cry of "Mush!" as a whip licks out and cracks like the shot of a gun. A Malamute team coming straight toward me. 8 dogs and all on the run. The leader is big and he comes running low, pulling that sleigh with a will. Time never condemned the memory of him, my lead dog, Big Wicked Bill. The driver seems worried as he hurries his team. In fear, he keeps looking back. And as night closes in, he hears it again, the cry of a killer wolf pack. Then the northern lights come out to play. Like fingers, they feel for the sky. And the driver screams, "Mush!" to his weary team. "You mush or we all got to die." The moon looks down on that race of death at the wolf pack closing in. And the driver knows if his lead dog falls, the battle is over for them. Till his rifle is empty, he drives them off. Then unafraid, they close in for the kill. Then helpless, he knows his own life depends on the fangs of Big Wicked Bill. But still running strong, Big Bill fights them off right up to the cabin door. When I get him inside, I soon realize Big Bill won't fight anymore. Wicked, I'd named him when he was a pup. Wicked, because he loved so to fight. But because he stood off that killer wolf pack, I had lived through a terrible night. If you've never owned a big Malamute, perhaps you can't understand that old longing I get, especially at night, just to feel his big head in my hand. So at times in the hush of an evening, when the winds have grown tired and are stilled, I sit here just waiting for memory to call, just hoping she'll bring Big Wicked Bill.
Mush on your Malamute, half dog, half wolf, lope up through the night. Mush, mush, some night we're bound to find it, then on a golden sleigh forever we'll ride.
You wonder why I ride a sleigh in the land of ice and snow?